Hey y'all, welcome to the Mindful Chef. This is Chef Leisha here with another episode of wonderful content for you to explore. Listen, I'm in a silly mood today. I declared that 2024 was going to be the year of joy, and boy, it has been an interesting ride so far. Let me tell you, joy has been around, but so has other stuff. And let's just talk about it. First of all, if I sound different, it's because I got braces, y'all. And I don't remember if I brought this up in the last podcast, but please believe I feel like a newborn. Words are not coming out the way that they used to. And so it's a little bit different. And yeah, so the thing about the braces, joy is the subject for this year. Self-care is attached to joy as far as I'm concerned. And here we are in a situation where I have found myself at 46 years old and my teeth are deciding to go their separate ways. Yeah, I don't know. I went and spoke to my dentist at a visit some point last year. And I was like, listen, I don't know if it's me, but it feels like these spaces are getting a little bit more spacey. And I don't know why, because I haven't lost a tooth. And she explained to me that about 23, 24 years ago, when I had my wisdom teeth pulled, all four of them, that created some more space in my mouth for the teeth to just decide to do what they want to do. And here we are. As 20 some years later, spaces are getting larger. And while my teeth are not a huge issue, genetics is. So I wanted to talk to you about doing what is joyful, what is all about self-care, even when it is something that others may see as cosmetic, but it really is about genetics for you. Sometimes you have to do what's best for you, right? And not sometimes, just like all the time, right? You got to do what's best for you. And we talk about this a lot in different ways, but we never really fully make space for things that don't add up to other people. My sister was like, oh my God, you already have perfect teeth. Why did you get that done? Because she's needed braces for many years and she just didn't get them for various reasons. But here it was, the perception that a person who already has decent teeth was getting braces. But as someone who studied nutrition, I gotta tell you, your dental health plays a huge role in your overall health as you age. And I saw my family tree, y'all, and I'm not shading anybody, but the teeth is a problem, right? And also being able to eat and eat well when you're older is also a problem. I have only had one cavity my entire life. I wanted to have my original teeth by the time I leave this plane. And also, I like vegetables and I like stuff that's al dente and crunchy. So that's why the braces are such a huge challenge right now, because I can't eat any of the things that I am find joy in. So the irony of me taking this time to actually do a thing that is self-care, that is joyful, that brings me excitement for later in life, means that for right now, I'm temporarily unhappy because I can't eat the tacos. I can't eat the nachos. Forget about cashews and peanuts and pistachios, some of my favorite things. Yes. Out of the question, simply out of the question. It's hard. Salad, hard. Yeah. You can't. And the thing about it is, the reason why it's difficult is because for me, being able to break down the vegetables, because I don't like them cooked to the gods, being able to chew is really interesting. I can't break the food down. And I'm now brushing my teeth 15 times a day, which probably isn't great either, but you know, can't be walking around with stuff in my mouth. There was this moment when I realized that I have a lot of friends and family members who have sensory disorders, who might be neurodivergent. There are people I know who are autistic. There are people I know who have any variation of some issues. And I never thought about that being the reason why they don't get dental care. So I started out lighthearted, but then I had to get serious for a moment because it's just what I do. It's polar opposites with me, right? So exciting to be fixing a dental issue, to be addressing my dental health, which is overall health, you know, but also recognizing that a good portion of the world doesn't get the adequate dental care they need, not because they don't have access to it, but because it could cause them actual distress. It's hard for them to process it. I'm walking around knowing that I have stuff stuck on my teeth all day long. I had to get used to feeling the fact that this stuff is in my mouth. And while I'm not in any pain, I could just think about the friends and family that I have that couldn't handle actually feeling that in their mouth all the time. That it would cause them distress. That the pain does come occasionally when you have to get them managed, you know. But this is the reason why they don't get dental checkups, let alone orthodontic care, you know. So we're talking about not getting teeth cleanings, not flossing, not doing the basics. And when we start to look at health disparities, one thing that people don't realize is that your dental health is like a comorbidity, right? It isn't always just the teeth alone. A lot of conditions happen and the teeth go, but also the teeth can also be a symptom as well as the issue. It's just really this tricky space. If you are unable to eat well because your mouth is having an issue, then the rest of you goes. The first 2 weeks in these braces, I did not eat well at all. There wasn't pain, but it was awkward and laborious to eat because the pressure of anything when I did on my teeth made it undesirable. I wasn't in like a lot of pain. It was just like, I can't chew well. And it was frustrating. And I was drooling and there was food falling out of my mouth. And I looked like a toddler. And I just kept going, what the heck? So for 2 weeks, I barely ate anything. Barely ate anything. Imagine what life must be like for people who have persistent dental issues. What does that look like to be a grown-up and have such trouble eating, you know? And this isn't just for someone who has maybe implants or dentures, but I'm talking about the person who has a root canal that they have not had worked on. Someone who has missing teeth, cracked teeth, spacing, crowding, all of the things where there's just these things that tend to happen. And if you're someone who avoids taking care of your teeth, I know you're not flossing. And flossing is like the number one thing to keep a healthy mouth, right? If your teeth are too close together, flossing can be painful. And you'll say, well, the gums will always bleed. And it's just this whole thing. I really, really never thought about health and teeth in this way before. And I got people in my circle who are like dental hygienists. And, you know, one in particular, she's so amazing. But she shares lots of info. But it wasn't until I was in that position that I thought about it in this way. Like, my daughter has braces. And she never, ever once said, Mommy, this is awkward. And I don't really feel like putting food in my mouth. She never expressed pain or anything like that. So I thought she was just handling it like a champ when honestly, she probably was just so confused about the whole thing that she didn't know it was safe to say anything. Like, what? Like, I'm grown and I was drooling, y'all. That was so disgusting. I just found myself holding my mouth open at a certain point because it was just easier to do that than to think about, like, closing it and keep and chewing. And it was a lot. It was a lot. This has been a very interesting journey. I'm coming up on, has it been a month already? No. Oh, well, in 2 weeks, in a couple of weeks. It feels like so much longer. A month is around the corner, and I can say I've adjusted well. The one thing that I didn't expect that I kind of had a feeling could happen was the way I move my mouth when I talk. I have the braces lip thing, the wiggly jaw. I was telling my friends on Facebook, like, don't make fun of me if you see me do the weird thing where I'm just like moving my lips and my jaw. I'm not on that stuff. It's just awkward. And if your mouth gets dry on the inside, you gotta move it around so that the brackets don't stick to the insides of your cheeks and all of that kind of stuff. It's just a journey. What I didn't expect was to see shifting and movement so quickly in my teeth. My teeth already look different. They've moved a little bit. And that means that the first couple of days, the sore spots where the braces were rubbing inside of my mouth were no longer those sore spots. The other sore spots, they switched. Once I figured out how to master the orthodontic wax, those sore spots disappeared. And I don't use the wax every single day anymore. For those of you who have no idea what I'm talking about, there's beeswax that you can put on your brackets so that the rubbing on the inside of your mouth isn't as severe. Because I had no idea there was hooks on these things and everything. To see the mechanics of it all is just amazing. And you're probably wondering, why did I opt for braces versus something like Invisalign? Well, the reason why is because I eat a lot at work. And part of my job is on a farm. And part of it is out in the community. And I could not imagine needing to manage taking out the Invisalign over and over again to eat, especially when I'm out on the farm and I don't have access to washing my hands and that type of thing in that way. And I just knew that the moment it would become somewhat uncomfortable, I wouldn't put the Invisalign back in my mouth, and that could delay the timing and how long it would take for the teeth to go where they need to go. The cost was the same for both. It just was not, it didn't make sense for me to have to manage my mouth in that way in my work environment, my day to day. I felt like it was, you know, it was a little bit of a vain choice to choose something that was less noticeable, but also something that needed to be managed. I don't even wear makeup because catch me reapplying, I don't think so. Once it's on, it's on. And if it comes off, there's no reapplication process. So my whole thought was, if I'm not reapplying makeup, imagine me pulling the Invisalign out several times a day and putting it back in and all of that just to get through a day. And I just found it was too cumbersome. So traditional braces it is. I had the choice of the ceramic ones versus the metal. The ceramics were lighter in color, so not as obvious. But the way the orthodontist was like, listen, the ceramic ones break. And at a certain point, we just have to charge you for replacing them. And then you got to deal with, like, no, I'm not going to get something that breaks easily. Because the moment I can eat a chip or a taco, if I figure out how to do that, we're good to go. But I'm not going to press my luck with ceramic braces. Give me the good old fashioned metal and I will move forward from there. I have been told I look younger as a result of getting the braces. It gives me a young look. I feel young on the inside, so I might as well. But that was unexpected. And so here we are. Self-care also looks like a couple of things that I'm going to do in the month, but I decided that I was going to do one thing every single month that really facilitated the self-care process so that I knew I was being intentional with it. And so January was the month of braces, getting those put on. I'm happy I did it, but I also did it at a time where I decided to fast with my church for the new year. That wasn't good, y'all. And if you followed me sometime, you know I have an aversion to fasting to begin with, because people do it for health purposes and that makes my eye twitch. And this is a spiritual fast. And I made it 2 weeks. I couldn't do any more than that because the braces were really irritating and it was so laborious to eat that I was not getting enough calories in. And I was really feeling my energy drain and I started to feel very sick, which is why I took a break from the gym and everything, because I was still working out, consuming less calories, eating before sunrise and after sundown. But because of the braces, I already don't eat a lot. That's the first thing. But because of the braces, I couldn't eat even, it was less. It was so much less. And I had that aversion to eating because I did not want to have to manage what was happening in my mouth. And so I could only eat a few bites at a time. I will revisit another spiritual fast later in the year. I think I will join my Muslim friends during Ramadan to do it, so I have the support of other people doing it. But this was the first of the year, beginning of the year fast with the church. And so I stuck it out longer than I thought I would. I was very surprised because, again, I haven't fasted in many, many years for so many reasons. And this was the time where I felt like I could be the most committed to doing a new thing, especially during a time where I was being very intentional about where I want to see my life going into the new year. It's a fresh start, January. And yeah, don't get me started, y'all, people, on the Gregorian calendar and the fact that it's not a new year, because the calendar says it's a new year. So we're going to just go with it. And for the record, I definitely feel like my personal body clock tells me the new year is at spring and also in fall. So there's that. Anyway, that was a lot, but I just had to tell y'all about these here braces and the fact that fasting with braces is probably not the best idea. You got to have your braces for a little while before you decide to do some crazy stuff like that. But other than that, the new year has gotten off to a very interesting start. I got some stuff coming up that I want to share with you, but it will happen as the day gets closer. But one thing to note, February 1st is around the corner, and that is the day that the TEDx at UOP, University of the Pacific, tickets go on sale. Your girl is a 2024 TEDx speaker. I will be speaking about food justice at the University of Pacific on April the 6th, and the tickets go on sale February the 1st. I don't know how much the tickets are. Don't ask your girl. They didn't share none of that info with me. All I know is that I'm so excited to bring together this concept of food justice and community with the masses, because your girl got a word from the Lord. That's what my daddy would say, you know, preacher's kid. But honestly, no, I really do have a word that I want to share, that I want to give to inspire the people out there, about those of you who are working in food justice. And if you don't know what food justice is, you're going to learn today. So yes, that is what I am excited to share with you all. So stay tuned for the info on that. And if you are not following me on Instagram or TikTok or Facebook, you need to do it today. I am the Oakland Girl or Chef Leisha at any of those. So go ahead and check me out. Type in the name. You got to spell it L-I-E-S-H-A. You know, it's a little different. But type in the Oakland Girl. Look up Chef Leisha. You will find me on all those platforms. Twitter is my fun place. We don't talk too much about food over there. But if you want some shenanigans, you can join me over there too. But yes, definitely check me out and let me know what topics you want to hear about, guests you want to see on the show. We're going to bring some folks on soon. I got some things lined up and maybe even some video, some vlogs on YouTube. So yeah, let's get into what this 2024 is looking like. But thank you so much for listening to me today. Rant all about life with braces. Hopefully I didn't sound too weird, but yeah, it's a thing. And you gotta get used to it. I don't know what's happening. But thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate you for listening, for sharing, and engaging with me on all social platforms. Again, this has been The Mindful Chef with Chef Alicia, also known as the Oakland Girl. And I will holler at y'all later. Okay, bye.